Turn up the volume for the Tuesday afternoon commute. Today we discuss the Savannah City Council's meeting docket and the unconscionable chaos at the border in the Wednesday op-ed preview. We start today with the Savannah City Council. College football weekends, as defined by ESPN at least, always have some silly moniker. It's either Showdown Saturday, Rivalry Weekend, or Throwback Thursday. This week's Savannah City Council meeting deserves its own nickname. Let's call it Resolution Thursday. First and foremost, we will have the formal repeal of the fire fee and the subsequent discussion of options and ideas to replace the $16 million hole in the budget. But before that, we'll hear the latest on historic district windows, as well as on the amendment to require the leaders of the controversial Thomas Square mixed-use development to bring their project plans before the MPC board. We'll also hear about equine sanitation and bar cards. It's a busy meeting, to be sure. Let's focus on the undercard. The windows debate has taken a turn. The developer who wants to turn the Bay Street building that formerly housed the Outback Steakhouse into a hotel is now willing to use wood-framed windows rather than aluminum clad. However, he is pushing to make those windows double-paned to simplify cleaning and maintenance. As for Thomas Square, this amendment was necessary. If you'll recall, the project required a zoning change, and City Council's approval pretty much gave the developer carte blanche with the design, so long as it fit within the zoning box. By requiring that designs go before the MPC board, the public at least gets an opportunity to offer feedback. As for the equine sanitation issue, it smells like, well, money. Currently, the city charges carriage operators a flat fee of $1,350 a month to clean up after the horses. This doesn't cover the cost, so the city wants to up that charge to $1,500. Here's hoping the contractor who removes the waste is giving the city a cut of what they get from the company that turns the manure into fertilizer. Lastly, we have the bar cards. Remember those? The city put those in place last year, but outcry over the myriad of hurdles bartenders would face to get such cards led City Council to issue a temporary stay until said requirements could be modified. They've done so, and now Council is ready to vote. It should be an interesting Thursday afternoon at City Hall. Our sponsor today is SavannahNow.com. Get full and unfettered access to Savannah's best local news website for $8.30 a month when you sign up for a full year. That's more than $3 off the regular month-to-month rate. Call Rodney Phillips at 912-652-0404. That's 912-652-0404 to take advantage of this introductory offer. To quickly preview Wednesday's op-ed content, the commentary page will feature columns from Charlie Harper on Georgia's distracted driving law, as well as a piece from conservative firebrand Cal Thomas on the FBI. In Wednesday's editorial, we weigh in on the Trump administration's handling of family separations at the U.S.-Mexico border. The piece starts this way. Political pawns can be liberal and conservative, heroes and victims, witting and unwitting. But children? Never, no matter the situation. Not in a courtroom, not in the school board chambers, and definitely not at the U.S.-Mexico border. The federal government's practice of separating the families of would-be illegal immigrants and asylum seekers, with kids being quarantined away from the parents, is unconscionable. Read more when you get home tonight on SavannahNow.com or Wednesday morning in the Savannah Morning News. You can subscribe to this daily podcast through the podcast app on your Apple or Android phone. You can also find us on SavannahNow.com. Talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to the Afternoon Commute Podcast, presentation of the Savannah Morning News and SavannahNow.com, published by Michael Trainer, executive editor Susan Catron. Download this podcast at Apple iTunes, on SavannahNow.com, or wherever you download podcasts.